Barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and Auntie Karita Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Karita. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am alhamdulillah shukr well, and I hope all the listeners are also well and hope they all had a lovely Ramadan and a nice Eid.
How was your Eid?
Alhamdulillah, very nice. I can't even complain.
Yeah, with my, from my side it's
Allah shukr. Yes.
You know how Ramadan just came and went, and you look at today, it's already the 4th of Shawwal.
Yes, it is. Time just goes so
quickly.
Time just goes so quickly.
Well, today we're going to commence with a health segment, and I'm going to be sharing with you 11 genius home remedies you must know. Then we move on to the homemaking segment and surprising uses for wax paper. Now, we don't only use wax paper for on food things to pack in our Tupperwares or food things. There's other uses for wax paper as well, so you're going to find out about that later on. Then in our cooking segment, what's different about the cooking segment today, the recipe segment?
Okay, today we're going a bit different. Today we're just going to have a bit of a chill program. No recipes today. We're just going to take callers in and they must tell us how was their Ramadan and how was their Eid. So it's going to be a bit different today.
Absolutely, yes. And we're also going to be sharing with you tips on freezing your leftover Eid biscuits. You know, I'm sure we've got so much of leftover Eid biscuits.
Uh-huh.
We want to freeze it up, so how to pack and freeze them.
Mm-hmm.
You also probably got
mitais.
You can freeze mitais.
Yes.
And you can freeze chero as well.
Also,
and also we're asking you that share or tell us what was the menu the days after Eid. You know, okay, the day after Eid, I know you had your biryani, your leftover biryani, your roast, your prawns, whatever you made. But then what was the first meal you made after Eid?
Uh-huh.
You know, what were you feeling to have? You know, the first day, I know everybody was tired of the meat.
Meat, yes.
So
most,
you know,
people go for...
What type of meal you made after Eid? Then also we want you to tell us how did you actually go about prepping your Eid menu? You know, from starters to desserts, what did you serve? And also, how many people do you cater for? Did you do it on your own?
Yes,
you know, just share with us all that. We'd love to hear all that from you. And you can interact with us on, to come live on air, it's 011-854-1548. Then to SMS or WhatsApp, 082-565-8648. You can follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. Let's begin with the health segment and its home remedies you must know. Now, are you among those who will pop a pill every time you experience some pain? Well, each time you turn to your kitchen, there are so many natural remedies available that can be utilized for your overall well-being. Now, menstrual pain, yes, they say mix a juice of 2 to 3 lemons in cold water and have it every day for relief. And many, many women suffer from lots and lots of menstrual pain.
Yes, that's a very common problem.
So you can mix a juice of 2 to 3 lemons in cold water and have it every day for relief. Then if you've got a chronic headache, peel and chop an apple, dash some salt and have it the first thing in the morning. So that's for chronic
headache.
Then if you're suffering from flatulence, mix about 1/4 spoon of baking soda, that's your bicarb soda, in water and drink for relief. So that's for flatulence. Then for sore throat, boil 2 to 3 basil leaves in water and let it boil on low heat. Till the juice of the leaf is extracted, you can use the liquid for gargle. Then if you've got a mouth ulcer, ripe banana with honey offer instant relief. This can be turned into a paste and applied on affected areas.
Mm.
That's ripe banana with honey. You know, I didn't know about that.
Yes, this is something new, of course.
For mouth ulcers. Then for sinus congestion, mix organic apple cider vinegar with a pinch of cayenne pepper powder in less than 1/2 cup of hot water. Have it while it is warm at least twice a day. That's for sinus congestion. Then if your blood pressure is high, have amla with milk daily. It's believed to lower blood pressure. This should ideally be taken early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have asthma, you can mix 1 tablespoon of honey with 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon. Have it at bedtime. If you've got dandruff, mix camphor with coconut oil. You can apply this every night before going to sleep. And if you have premature graying of hair, dry amlas and cut boil in coconut oil till the amla pieces turn like charred dust. Massage it daily on the skin. And these remedies are on our website, and they're courtesy of Times of India, India Times. Yes, and they have some really lovely home remedies.
No, they do. It is, and it works really, eh?
Yes.
Mm.
So these remedies are loaded on our
website.
That's registram.co.za. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be telling you all about surprising uses for wax paper. Stay tuned. And welcome back. Well, today we're actually taking a little bit light on this program, and no recipes today. We want to hear from you. How was your Eid? What was your Eid menu like? And what type of food did you prepare? Did you try anything new from our recipes? How did you use up your leftovers as well?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, what type of meal you made days after Eid? I know the day after Eid you had your leftovers, your leftover biryani. Now, what was the first type of meal you actually prepared after Eid? What did you feel like eating, you know, after all the meat and the chicken and the prawns and things like that? And we'd love to hear from you as well. And how did you actually freeze up your biscuits or your mitais? Any ideas, we'd love to hear from you. And you can interact with us on live to call in 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648, or even follow me on Instagram. That's Amara_Mula. Well, my engineer Salim tells me we've got our first caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, you
are. Please, Amara, don't mention my name.
How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, I like to remain anonymous.
Yes, okay. I know who you are, but anyway, you remain anonymous.
Gee, alhamdulillah, the Ramadan was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It went very well, and the Eid was also very nice because I had everybody by my house. Mm-hmm. First time they have spent Eid in Malaysia.
Oh, that is so nice.
So it was so nice, and you know, because all my brothers and sisters, I prefer the Eid occasion. Eid is like something, you know, it makes family together.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice, you know.
And what did you prepare for Eid?
I actually catered for 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
I made biryani myself, mutton biryani and a chicken biryani.
All right.
And we had a carrot halwa,
mm-hmm.
and then we had quite a lot of desserts and all that because everybody brought, so it was like, alhamdulillah, and even evening too, we had so much of food, we don't know what to eat now.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Allah Ta'ala bless you with so much barakat,
amen.
You know.
Ameen, ameen, yes.
So,
mm-hmm.
It was so nice, you know, because we were like so happy with the family.
No, of course, yes.
So, something very different.
Mm-hmm.
First time eating Indonesia.
Yes, alhamdulillah, mashallah. And how did you manage to, you know, cater for so many people in your
home? Alhamdulillah, Allah shukar. Allah Ta'ala has given me that strength, alhamdulillah. And I manage everything on my own.
Did you get help from anybody?
No, nobody was here. None of my sisters were here, nothing. They all came only on Eid day.
Mm-hmm.
So when they came, everything was already done.
Alhamdulillah. And you steam your biryani on the gas stove, the oven?
I actually got that Josco one,
Josco,
if you remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That big Josco stove.
Mm-hmm.
I actually steam my biryani on that.
Yes.
And one pot, the biggest pot, I had to put it on that. And then the chicken one I made, and I had to put it in the oven.
Right.
So I actually catered for 50 people.
Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala grant you all muhabbat.
Ameen. That's what we need. Only my one brother was missing. He was gone to his in-law's side. So he was, first time he was missing with his children.
Inshallah, next Eid will join him again.
But I think the Eid occasion is like, you know, it's so nice because I had my family and my husband's family with me.
It is so nice, sister.
So it was so nice, you know, everybody together.
Mm-hmm. Allah still grant you lots and lots of muhabbat.
I mean, that's what we need today.
Yes. Jazakallah for calling in, sister. And you know what's amazing about this sister? You know, she's like, the sister is semi-blind.
Oh.
And how she managed to put up that biryani for 50 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's absolutely amazing.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And Allah grant you complete shifa.
Ameen.
It's really amazing. Ameen, ameen.
And a special salam to Aunty Khadija as well.
Wa alaikum salam.
And remember us in your dua.
And you too, sister. Jazakallah for calling in and sharing that with us.
No, I say no, let me call you first. I wish I can be our first caller.
Jazakallah so much, sister. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa salam.
You know, it is absolutely amazing, Aunty Khadija.
Sure.
Just so dedicated. And she really made that effort, you know. Allah grant her lots of
Allah, Allah reward her for whatever she
did. For whatever she did, really, you know, it's really, really amazing.
It's so touching, honestly.
It really is touching, you know. She's basically like semi-blind. Mm-hmm. And alhamdulillah, she'll try out anything.
Really?
Her cooking, her baking, her savouries. And really, you know, I know her personally.
Okay.
And
okay.
Really, you know, this is absolutely a really amazing, a lovely caller indeed, yes. Well, you can still interact with us on 011-854-1548. Tell us about your Eid. What did you prepare? Your Eid menu, you know, the type of meal you made the days after Eid. You can share that with us as well. And did you try out anything new, you know, from the recipes that we shared on the recipe segment? Yes, you can interact with us. Once again, the SMS and WhatsApp line is 082-565-8648. And let's now go on to surprising uses for wax paper. Now, wax paper is a kitchen standby for its ingenious ability to keep foods from sticking. This application can be used on so much more than your freshly baked batch of cookies. Clean a can opener. I didn't know that, Auntie Karija.
Yes, yes, something different.
Run some wax paper through the gears of the can opener. It will loosen up any debris and help the gears run more smoothly. Mm-hmm. Also, keep wooden salad bowls in great shape. After washing and drying wooden salad bowls, reel them up by rubbing the wood with wax paper. Then easily clean up the tops of cabinets and the fridge. Line these out of sight and hard to reach areas with wax paper. Instead of dusting and scrubbing up there, just replace the wax paper once a month. Then another great tip, keep a wooden cutting board clean. If you are a meat eater, line a wooden cutting board with wax paper before placing raw meat on it. The wax paper will prevent juices from seeping into the board.
Mm-hmm.
Then to protect the fridge, line the drawers with wax paper to catch any spills or grime. Replace every month or two and say goodbye to cleaning. Then for your herbs and spice jars, fill spice jars with ease. Herbs and spices can be expensive, so it's great to save as much of them as possible. Fashion wax paper into a funnel to painlessly fill your spice jars without all the mess.
Mm-hmm.
What a great tip.
Yes.
Also great for microwaves. Messy microwaves are the worst. Put a sheet of wax paper over your food to stop the stuttering. Then you can also keep your cheese fresh. Extend the shelf life of your cheese by storing it in wax paper, not the plastic it comes in. After you line it with wax paper, line it again with tin foil.
Okay.
And you find cheese goes off very quickly.
No, it does. It does go. It does turn funky and all that. So this is a good tip.
Then you can stop a door from sticking. Rub a sheet of wax paper along the edge of the door. It will actually help stop it from jamming into the frame. Then you can also protect colored candles. To stop the dying colored candles from bleeding, store them wrapped into wax paper. And finally, lubricated clothing, curtain and shower rods. Stop all that annoying squeaking by rubbing the rod with wax paper.
Mm.
So, great uses for wax paper.
It is, actually.
Okay. So, let's ask our engineer to... let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you tips on how to freeze your biscuits, your mitais, also how to use up your leftovers. And we're going to take your calls and your WhatsApp and your SMSs as well. Stay tuned.
قصص الخوالي كهف الحنان والشعور شوقا تتوق بكل حين ويداعب القلب الوقور طيف الأمان والحنين للعلم قد جمع البحور إذ جاء
Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Welcome and welcome back. Well, let's go to our second caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and how are you?
And where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from Robertshire.
From Robertshire. Welcome to the program, sister.
Gee, I just want to tell you people, I use your lamb roast recipe. And I added a little bit of my 5 cents in there.
Okay.
But I tell you, wow, didn't that lamb roast come out yummy?
Mashallah.
Oh, mashallah. It came out lovely, lovely. I used the pressure cooker, hey?
Yes, yes.
I put it in the pressure cooker for about 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it was so saucy and so lovely. And then I garnished it with pineapple rings.
Wow.
And I put glazed carrots. And what's it? I put corn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whole corn?
Yes.
I cut it in pieces.
Okay.
And I put a little bit of parsley to garnish the top with a little dhana. But I tell you, the family really enjoyed it. And I had a lovely sauce of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was too yummy. That lamb roast, I just wrote it down in my book. Mm-hmm. It was lovely, I tell you. And everybody's asking me, where you got this recipe? I said, Radio Islam.
Yeah,
that's it. Go to Radio Islam, you get all your recipes there.
Sister, tell me, how many days did you marinate your lamb roast?
Oh, I didn't even marinate it long. Yeah, I marinated it the night before.
The night before.
Night before, and the next day, I put it up in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it in a pressure cooker.
Yes.
You know how saucy it was, and it cooked soft like barbi.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, I didn't have to cook it for 3 hours in the oven, and you know, whatever.
Right, yeah.
I always use a pressure cooker for lamb roast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was lovely, lovely. Really enjoyed it.
Mashallah. Mm. It's like you're making us so happy. And
yeah,
I know. Of smiles.
Exactly.
You know, it's actually nice to hear feedback from our listeners, you know, whether it came out nice, whether it didn't come out nice. You know, we know where we can rectify our mistakes as well.
And some time ago, some few years ago also, there was a salt and pepper recipe, which I collected from Radio Islam, and I made that when I made the salt and pepper roast.
Okay.
And my husband loves masala, so we use this one.
Okay.
This year. But Bakri Eid, I'm going to make both, so both of us can have. One can have salt and pepper, one can have masala, yeah.
Good idea.
Jazakallah for sharing, sister. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum. Such a lovely caller.
Yes. Don't you feel happy about it?
You feel so happy
somebody's
about
using
it,
the recipe.
And I'm sure, I always get lots of good feedback on WhatsApp.
No,
from most of the listeners out there, you know.
I get every day a call from somebody, you know, phoning to say that the recipes were nice and things like that. So, sugar, it makes you feel good.
Makes you feel good, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister Rashida from Woodbank says, Salams, we're at Kruger Park and enjoying your program. So she's listening to us from Kruger Park.
Kruger Park.
She said, we enjoyed by my mom. The whole family was there. We made her day. And she will turn 92, inshallah. That will grant her long life and keep her healthy, yes?
Gee.
Then next day, my family were at Kruger Park and we made mug and rotis.
Oh, lovely.
She said, we all bought things. My sister-in-law had the main meal, biryani, soji, salad and tea, lovely goodies. We had sticky ribs, leg of lamb, mayo chicken and naan for supper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually so nice, you know? And this sister says, Sister Shamima says, we had a wonderful Eid, a typical sister in Benoni. She went out of her way and outdid herself. She was beautiful, everything was lovely, and day well spent with loved ones. And for the first dish after Ramadan was milk and hot rotis, onion and tomato kachumar and papad.
I think you're going to find that in most of the homes today after Eid, because
I think
all are so tired of that meat. And
we're tired of the meat. Then this one says, Assalamu alaikum, we had a lovely Eid. For the past few years, I've been cooking sugar beans the day after Eid. This year, we had sugar beans and a lovely vegetable stew. I also made some baby potatoes to go with the leftover chicken and chips with prawns. So perfect, sister, yes. And absolutely perfect, yes. So, you know, I think most people probably went for beans or like...
Yes, something in lentils, like, you know.
In lentils, and like... Okay, now, I know most of the sisters out there, sisters got leftover biscuits and mitai. How do you freeze leftover biscuits?
Okay, normally when you have leftover biscuits, you just wax paper your Tupperware nicely and you pack your... Some people put a little bit of sugar also in the under the wax paper, so it keeps it nice and fresh. And you pack your biscuits and airtight it nicely, your Tupperware, and nothing happens to those biscuits. When you take them out, they're as fresh as ever, and they freeze really well.
Okay. So that's a biscuit that's got chocolate on, jam, on coconut, anything.
Whatever it can be. Icing, whatever, chocolate, jam. Just put it in a nice airtight container and you'll see the biscuit stays fresh as always.
Okay. What about mitais?
Mitais is the same way. You have to wrap each one in a little bit of wax paper.
Okay.
And you put it all in foil also and you pack it nicely in your Tupperware, airtight it and just put it in the freezer. It stays just as nice. The only thing is you have to defrost it before you serve it.
Yes.
That's the only thing.
All right. That's any type of mitai, even if it's sutarfeni.
Yes, sutarfeni also freezes very nicely.
All right. But I suppose you've got to, like, you know, wrap each one
now. No, you must wrap it, like, you know, your magaj separately, your burfi, everything separately, and then you pack it in your Tupperware, in an airtight Tupperware, and freeze it. It stays really, really very nice, alhamdulillah.
Okay. And the creature with cakes. Can you freeze cakes?
Okay. When they're not fully iced and all that, it freezes very nicely.
Okay.
We do it a few times, you know, when we have lots of orders and that. We freeze like the Swiss rolls and that. It's only when you defrost it and you know, you put the topping on and all things like that. But cakes also freeze very well.
Okay. Yeah. And like fruit cakes, date and walnut cakes.
Yes.
Even plain cakes.
Plain cakes also freeze. The only thing is the day you want it, you just have to defrost it and then serve it to your visitors or whatever.
Okay. Okay, let's go to our third caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How is this, Samara?
Auntie Rashida, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How was it?
Alhamdulillah, very, very nice. And yours?
Mine was also very nice. It was quiet, but it was very nice.
All right, yes. And what did you make for Eid, Auntie Rashida?
Yes?
What did you make for Eid?
Oh, I just made the simple things. I just had biryani and prawns, and I had T-bone cake.
Okay, that's something different.
And pasta, yeah.
Okay.
And I had dessert also.
All right. And anything you tried new on Rashida? Did you try out any new recipes?
No, but you know, I made your gulab jambu in Ramzan. You know how nice it came out from the. It was very, very nice.
Was it on our recipe on the website that you tried or what?
Yeah, the one on the website.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Jazakallah for always giving us such lovely recipes.
I mean,
you're always welcome, Adirshira. It's so good to hear from you again.
Okay.
And you keep well. Assalamu alaikum.
I was thinking about that cheese becoming moldy. You must put a lump of sugar and then cover it with that. Then it won't get moldy.
Oh. Okay. Jazakallah for sharing, Auntie Rashida.
Good tip.
Right, ma. Right.
Assalamu alaikum salam. Okay, we've got a message here from a sister overseas. I'm not sure in which country she is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she says, I also made milk and hot roti the day after Eid. Okay, she's from the UK. Here in UK, everyone makes milk after E2. It's like a tradition.
Okay. Right.
Okay, it's actually quite nice, you
yes,
know.
Yes, of course. I mean, if you go into our homes, also majority of the people are cooking a pot of milk and roti.
Milk or beans or something
or
that they didn't have.
Or something
or even fish.
Yes.
You know, lots of people don't have fish in the month of Ramadan.
Yes.
So they all go on for fish.
Fish
yes.
also.
I won't say prawns you only have for eating, but like different types of fish.
Maybe the fish tree.
Okay. So it's actually quite nice to know that actually in the UK they actually have the...
Milk
and roti, it's like a tradition. Something different, yes? Okay, we're talking about freezing foods like biscuits and cakes. We're talking about it. And Teresa, what about freezing chevro?
Chevro freezes really nice. Again, mm-hmm. again, the day you want it, you just take it out and preheat it in the oven
you
on a
preheat
low.
Preheat it, yes.
Just for it to get crispy again. Sometimes it gets a bit, you know, it's cold
like
and
soft yes.
in it. The minute you put it in the freezer and you crisp it, it's like fresh that you just made it.
Mm-hmm.
So there again, it also freezes very nicely. In a Tupperware, close it, put in a packet and put it in a Tupperware and freeze it. It really works well. I know there are lots of people, okay, I never ever will freeze chevro. But I know there are people that freeze chevro in it.
Okay. And in something about you know, can you freeze biryani, rice?
You can actually. But it is going to become a bit soggy eventually because, you know, once it gets, it freezes and it defrosts, then it won't taste as nice as how you have it fresh.
Yes.
So it does become, you see, your rice does become a bit more soft and puff-like,
yes.
you know. So you won't have the taste as the fresh one.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you can freeze it. It's not that you can't freeze it.
Okay. So our lines are open, 011-854-1548. Call and tell us what you made for eat, what was your eat menu like, how many people did you cater for, you know, from breakfast to lunch to supper. We'd want to hear that from you. Also, what was the first meal you actually made after Eid as well? So you can also SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648 or even follow me on Instagram. It's Amara_Mullah. Now, also, you know, Andikarija, everybody has leftover khajur.
Okay.
And khajur, I know, freezes very well.
No, it does. It does. I normally
freeze it.
Have even the rutabs freezes very nice. All the khajurs, yeah. they stay nice in a Tupperware and it lasts the whole year.
The whole year, yes.
It stays fresh throughout the year. So there is nothing to fear that, you know, you can't freeze khajur. No, you can.
Okay. And then this other sister also wants to know that, you know, what's a good ways of, you know, washing out your big pots? You know, when you're using it now after eating, you actually got those big pots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the best way to actually keep them, wash them and then pack them away and things like that?
Well, you normally they use vinegar and sunlight liquid and you steel wool and shine it nicely and you'll see how nice they become clean. Well, I got my maid and she really shines the pots very nicely with
mm-hmm.
a little bit of vinegar, sunlight liquid and steel wool. And it really, really comes out very clean and then you pack them away.
You pack it away, put it up into bun bags.
And then when you have the non-stick pots, you don't even have to do all of that because it comes out so easily. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't even stick, your rice don't stick, nothing sticks. So it's very easy to clean those non-stick pots.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
And I suppose you don't get such a big size.
No,
you don't get.
So we normally use the NMCs or the AMCs, all these stainless steel pots
mm-hmm.
and that. And the best way is to clean it with your sunlight liquid and your little bit of vinegar and your steel wool.
And then just pack them away. And
pack it away for late whenever you need it again.
Okay. This listener says, chevro freezes very well and it doesn't need to be warmed.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it out for a few hours and it's perfect. Cakes and biscuits also freeze well in a Tupperware topped with lunch paper. Yes, Sister Jazakala, for sharing. And really works very, very well. I think it's how you also pack it
back
up, you know?
Yes, yeah.
It's how you also pack it up. And can you freeze soji and gajar?
Yes. Gajar, most of the people make it long before
mm-hmm.
and they put it in little packets and freeze it away. When you need it, you just take out the packet and you defrost it and make it hot and it's there. It's like taste, make it fresh. You must know gajar halwa is like a bit of a procedure to make.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're making a big quantity, you just make it and pack it away in the freezer. It stays very, very nice. The same with your soji and all of that also. nothing, absolutely nothing wrong.
You know, and I must commend Auntie Miriam Valley on her gajar recipe.
Gee.
It will take you about not even more than 10 minutes to make that gajar.
Really, eh?
And it's the most tastiest gajar I've ever tasted. And I've made how many times?
Times.
It only must have all ingredients ready.
Okay.
It's very, very easy. And it is on our website. Go to Easy Gajar Recipe. Very, very easy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Very,
yes.
Very easy indeed.
No, it does freeze. Anything. Even your gajardo, if you're making, gajardo also freezes nicely.
Because it's testy rice.
Because it's the testy rice. It freezes very nicely, gee.
Okay. Let's go for a short break. When we come back, we'll still be taking your calls. I've actually told the engineer to leave the lines open for the rest of the program. You can call and share what us the first meal you made after Eid. Tell us about your Eid. How many people did you cater for? How did you, you know, do your decor and things like that? And if you tried any of our recipes that we shared, we'd love to hear from you. 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, let's read out this WhatsApp message. This one says, Eid at my in-laws is so different from my parents, but my daddy's side family, we have deg biryani. It's so divine. Mm. I miss that. Here, they don't eat biryani, so we have different things depending which house Eid is at. But nevertheless, Eid is so special when family is together. Our generation needs to keep it going and not break the cycle of Eid together, inshallah.
Very, very,
very
true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's actually so nice, you know.
Gee.
I mean, she says deg biryani. So if you look at deg biryani, you can just imagine how many people are there.
Yes.
You know?
Gee.
And it's actually quite nice, you know, everybody gets together on Eid day, and that's, you know, give it more.
That's the
coming,
whole
yeah.
idea of Eid, I mean, where family gets together, and it's so nice, like, you know, to have the family together.
Absolutely, yes, what a lovely WhatsApp as well. Well, Auntie Karija, now, how would you actually use up now your leftovers, your chicken, your roast?
You see, you can do lots of things with it, like you can make casseroles with your leftover chicken, even your... You can put it in your sandwiches. As you know, it's now part this time of the year where now the men go to work and you need to give them lunch and things
yeah.
like that. So you just put it in their sandwiches and that you use up your meat like that also. Or else, like I say, you can make up a casserole with it or use it in that way also.
Mm-hmm. Like if you've got chicken, you've got like a chicken salad, even a chicken soup,
yes.
so when it's so
cold,
pizza, sandwiches,
yes.
burritos, enchiladas, shawarmas, even just like a toasted chicken sandwich.
That's what I'm telling you, you can use it up, it won't really go to a waste.
Mm-hmm.
You just take it off the bone and you use the meat itself. And sugar, you can use it up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the sister wants to know, can you freeze desserts?
Actually, I think it's best using it fresh.
Fresh.
Okay, maybe some of the puddings you can, like, you know, when you're making a date pudding,
yeah.
it freezes very well.
Okay.
That you can do, but majority of the desserts, it's best to make it fresh. And, you know, it stays in the fridge for a while. Now that winter is around, it stays for a while in winter. Not freeze the dessert, really.
Yeah, I don't think it's actually
Mm-mm.
good. It won't even stay nice.
It doesn't
yes.
taste nice, gee.
Okay, let's take our call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from?
Mayfair West.
From Mayfair West. Yes, sister. Tell us about your Eid.
My Eid is very nice.
Okay, and I think I recognize the sister. Yeah. It's my niece. Yes. Yes, Nasreen, how are you?
Thank
you enough for calling. Tell us about your Eid, Nasreen.
Oh, it was very nice. We had breakfast at home, and mm-hmm. we had roast chicken,
mm-hmm.
and we had roast beef by Nani's house,
mm-hmm.
and biryani,
okay.
and sweet rice also.
Yeah, I know Nani makes the best roast beef.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had prawns for supper.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. And the first thing we made after Eid was, Mommy made salmon and al fry.
Oh,
lovely.
Lovely.
Yes, okay. And tell us, how did you get involved with the Eid baking and Eid caps? How did you help Mommy?
Oh, I helped with the pecan puffs
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
the burfi.
Okay.
And we made coffee biscuits also.
Oh, lovely, yes. Okay. And what else did you make this week?
And we made naan ketai also mm-hmm. and
right.
chocolate chip biscuits.
Oh, lovely.
And Nana wrote for us jalebi.
Oh, lovely, yes. I know Nana loves the jalebi, yes. Okay. Jazakallah for calling in, Nazreen, and Jazakallah for sharing that with us as well.
No problem.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
But it was my niece.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. My sister's daughter. Yes. So I recognize. I know the kids are on holiday. And they go for reports tomorrow.
Gee.
So mom's got them busy in the kitchen. Yes.
Nice. At least they learn like that. You know?
Okay. And well, that was actually such a nice call. Like, nice to get your niece online.
Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
Yes, why not? All right. And then this sister says, great show. We had chicken and puri pies and samosas, eat milk and biscuits. Mm. Lunch was biryani and chardo. Supper was saucy kebabs, veggies, and Nando's butter chicken with pasta.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
We're also going to make milk and roti, but then we got fresh tour, so we made tour and plain jol palau. She says cheesecake freezes very well, just defrost before serving. Yes. I know cheesecakes, yes.
No, they do.
They do freeze.
They do freeze.
Also, it's just how you basically pack it.
Pack it, yeah.
Yes. So it's also a good idea, but I think then rather leave it in the fridge.
Fridge,
it's cold, you can always have. And yeah. You always feel you want to have sweet things, you know, it's winter. You know, I'm just telling Faisal earlier, and I said, it's amazing how hungry you feel. After eat.
And I'm telling you, like, when you're fasting, the 6 Shawwal rozas, they are a bit more harder than the normal.
No,
Ramadan.
Yes, even those days are short.
You just feel that, you know, they're a bit much harder than the
other. Yes. And I guess you might be using up all your leftover savory things.
Yeah.
But you still want to have your normal meal.
Meal, exactly.
You want to have your normal meal. Mm-hmm. Yes. And we were talking at Greja about, freezing desserts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, also, gosh, I even forgot what I was saying. Anyway, what about freezing your juices and your...
Oh, they freeze very nice.
Mm-hmm.
There is no problem in freezing juices. It really stays very nice in the freezer, and it will last up to months in time to come. So you can freeze juices. There's absolutely nothing wrong with freezing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you find, you know how much leftovers you had on the day
you
of
do. Eat. I say must be prepared so much. And then you
stress
have
over
so much.
Even Ramadan, savory.
Exactly. Yes. All the savories we still have. Like I say, we didn't even eat half the savories. The freezers are still so
now
full.
Now we need to go and sort out our Tupperware again. And make our freezers empty for Bakri eat again. Bakri is round the corner.
It's not even very long.
Yeah. 2 months.
Exactly. The minute the children go back to school, it will be just about a month left, and it will be Bakri Eid, mm-hmm. a month and a half or so. And then
yes, absolutely. Then we were even talking about, a sister wants to know her Pyrex dishes, you know, how does she get them cleaned out now? You know, she's actually roasted, like, roasting there and things like that.
You see, you have to soak the roasting pan in hot water first. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the minute you'll see all the oil and the grime and everything will come out. It has to soak for a while. I normally have this problem, and it comes out really quickly with hot water. Leave it for a while with a little bit of soap powder in there or your sunlight liquid, and you'll see it comes out spotlessly clean.
The vinegar and bicarb as well.
Also, works well.
Okay. This sister says we have breakfast with my in-law, savory, roast chicken and puri. Lovely eat milk. Lunch we have eat with my dad's family. We have deg biryani and supper with my mummy. Tasty leg roast and delicious bread and puri. I returned the day before each from Umrah and was listening to eat homemade dal, so I made milk and roti. Oh, jazakallah for sharing, sister. They'll accept your Umrah and continue to remember us in your du'as as well. Ameen. And I know many actually went for Umrah as well.
Yes.
And it was really full this year.
It was very full, and there's still lots of people going.
Going, yes. Mm. Now with the school holidays, yes. Okay. And let's just continue. Okay, Adikaja, what about freezing puri?
You know, I really don't like freezing puri. Mm-mm. I'll be very honest to you. You can freeze the dough, yes. But do not freeze.
Oh, you can freeze the dough.
You can freeze, but also it doesn't stay very, very nice. I still prefer making it fresh. It stays nice in the fridge for 1 or 2 days,
mm-hmm.
the puri dough.
Okay.
But it's best to make it on the day you want it and just use it up, like, you know.
Okay.
Gee, because, rotis freeze very nicely, but puris, I'm a bit reluctant to freeze.
Okay. Then the sister also sent a message. She says, next time before using your roasting pan, spray and cook it first. It makes washing up a little easier.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Jazakallah for sharing, sister. Then also, what comes to mind, Auntie Karija, is, have you tried the klim puri dough out?
Oh, it's such a nice puri dough. Oh, it is really divine. It's so nice and soft. It really comes out very nice.
Okay. Let's take our last call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, Sister Mara?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Sister?
Alhamdulillah. Now, Sandy Khadija.
Alhamdulillah.
And you're calling us from, Sister?
From Indonesia.
From Indonesia, yes.
Yeah, I'm a familiar caller.
Oh, yes, I know. I know your voice, nice, but I can't remember the name now. Okay, never mind.
Poppy,
tell us about your Eid. Okay, how are you, Auntie Poppy?
Alhamdulillah. How was your Ramzan in your Eid?
Alhamdulillah, very, very nice. So
I hope Allah accept all your efforts.
Amen.
And I hope your Eid was blessed and peaceful.
Amen. Yes, it was.
I had an interesting menu this year. Look, during Ramzan, I cook my normal food. We have just basically only samosas one day or maybe pies the next day. No savouries. And we have lots of fruits, juices, and all healthy stuff, cereals and things, right? But alims, a lot of alims. And alim is also a very good food to freeze.
Yes.
You know, it freezes well. No, you can keep it for a while.
Okay.
And my puri, I make it a bit thick. And then I put it onto the kitchen towel paper and drain all the oil out, and I freeze it.
Okay.
And it stays very, very nice in the freezer. And when I warm it, I preheat it, I put it into a plastic bag that's tightly wrapped. And then I quickly defrost it and warm it. And it's excellent, like it's freshly made.
Okay. Good idea.
Good
stuff,
Jean.
And then my son brought a lovely yellow rockwort from Durban.
Okay.
And prawns, so my fish biryani.
Lovely.
And prawns, and he made rice, so we had chuck.
Oh, that's lovely.
And salads and the normal.
Oh, very different.
And no chicken at all.
Okay, nice. Okay. So quite an interesting Eid menu and Ramadan menu as well.
Yes.
So you actually went more of a healthy way, in a different way.
It was different. It was first
now
time.
How did you feel with the fruits and things like that? Do you feel more healthier, more energized?
Particularly with some with bananas, eh?
Okay, lovely.
And I make lots of fruit salads in Ramadan.
Okay.
Because you need all that stamina, you know.
No, definitely.
And
yes.
In the first few days, you do feel lethargic, but once you eat properly and healthy, then you don't even feel the rules. Even with the six now, we don't feel it because it's just a continuation.
Oh, yes.
But the only thing is that you feel that everybody else is not fasting around you.
It's the only
feasting,
thing. Yes.
But I think mentally you and psychologically you should be focused.
Yeah, no, it's
you know, and spiritually.
And so the days are short, you know.
Gee. Mm-hmm. And the days are short, and if you just uplift your own spirits and you say, no, look, this is for the sake of Allah.
Why not? Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, and then you don't think of your stomach and the hunger. You're just continuing fasting. And inshallah, Allah accept everybody.
Amen. And yours too,
and
Sister.
Bless the Muslim Ummah.
Amen.
All
amen. And
jazakallah
for calling in, Sister.
Jazakallah
so much. Assalamu alaikum. What a lovely call.
Yes. So nice.
So different, you know. Very different, you know. I think it's a good thing we didn't do recipes today.
No. At least it was a nice different change.
Yes, all right. Okay, this message says, Salams, I've heard it. When soaking your Pyrex in hot water, you must eat stay soft, loosen tough stains.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the sister says, I freeze puri, wrap in foil and put in ice cream Tupperware. Don't use kitchen towel as it will make dry. That after you drain oil.
Oh.
Okay, so
you can freeze. It's not that you can't freeze the puris.
Okay, this one says, Amin, and always make dua for Radio Islam and presenters, for it's my favorite radio station, Alhamdulillah. It's always full, but if your labaik is there, Allah has a place for you, Subhanallah.
Amen.
She says, was amazed. My uncle passed on in Ramadan, and he too loved Radio Islam, and Radio Islam sent a lovely, sweet sympathy letter to the Jalair family, and I found it really sweet, and Jazakla to the station, his name is Ismail Jalair. Oh, well, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, Jannatul Firdaus, and grant ease and strength to the family as well. What a lovely message, sister. In fact, I'm going to actually pass it on now to our Radio Islam presenter group as well. And Jazakla for sharing, sister. It's always nice, you know.
Yes.
When people actually give their feedback and send through.
No, why not? You feel nice that at least, you know, you have so many listeners listening.
Yes, no,
Jazakallah,
sister, and I want to ask out to you and to your family as well. Jazakallah for sharing. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. I really enjoyed this program. So different, I think.
At least no recipes for a change today. Inshallah, we'll be back next week.
Next week, I think we'll do something very different as well. We will look at themes again, and we'll look at something very interesting for the kids at home as
Inshallah.
Well.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. So, well, from myself, Amara, and Antikari Chai Prime, and our engineer, Salim, Jazakallah to all those who SMS, those who called in as well, Jazakallah for your input as well, and you enjoy the rest of your week. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.